One caravan's on the mountains, one caravan's from the sea, one caravan's made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One caravan's from the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one caravan. One caravan heals the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWCR. Glad to have you in here. We've got a great program for you. Tonight, we're going to tell you in the continuation of the name of the Creator. You know, the Bible said, all that you do, do it all in the name. Well, we're not talking about names here. We're not talking about a division of names. We're not talking about using one name in one scripture and one and another name in another. We're not talking about in a denominational sense like the form of Jehovah, which we know that that is an erroneous rendering. It's distorted. It's not scriptural. And by the same token, the names that we're going to talk about that are being interchanged or used as a substitute. Now, wouldn't you rather have something original that created in its originality everything that is in the earth that is going to be saved and counted worthy of going to that place that we call heaven, is going to have the salvational name. There's none other name under heaven, according to Acts 4:11 and 12. And even the name that was put in to the New Testament, we're going to prove that it's erroneous. And this is where we draw the fire from people who say, well, that's the Bible. You're trying to change the Bible. If it had been something else, they would have put it in there. But don't you know that the Bible warns you of men who would add to or take from? The last chapter in the Bible was a reminder. They waited till the very last chapter of the book of Revelations to tell you that you shouldn't add to or take from. Now, in the case of adding to, they took the liberty to change, and I'm going to prove it to you. And if you're interested in going to heaven and you want to be sincere and you want to be right, the word sincere is like your sins are seared, but we'll apply that in a sense that your sins are covered within the bloodline of the Y chromosome of the Creator, who died on a torture stake to set you that would receive Him and would accept the formula for repentance and baptism for the remission of sin. That's what it's for. Now, if it was for any other reason, it would have been stated. But the Bible said that baptism, water baptism, is it important? Well, of course it is. There's nothing that we know that lives on the earth that lives without water. We can't name anything that won't have to have water. Even your automobiles have to run on a formula of water to stay cool. Everything that is in motion or has any life about it needs water. And so water is the essential ingredient according to our text tonight in John chapter 3, verse 5. And it states emphatically, the Messiah during the talking, unless, that means no exceptions, you're born of the water and the Spirit. Now, how can you get the Spirit? Well, some people say, well, you don't have to be baptized to get saved, Pastor Button. Yeah, when they say saved, that means that they have done something worthy of obedience. The Bible said if you say that you're saved and you don't keep my commandments, you're a liar and the truth is not in you. Now, I'm paraphrasing a little bit outside the realm of the actual text. If you claim to be saved out of obedience, you're saved for obedience, you're destroyed for the lack of obedience or the lack of knowledge. So then, how do the different denominations, we're going through that tonight, and the word hallelujah, it's the most ancient of all words of praise. It's used both on earth and in heaven to worship the Almighty, according to Revelation 19:1-6. And the origin and the meaning and the significance of the word is greatly misunderstood. It's a pure Hebrew word, first of all. And yet it's found and spoken in every language. The first part of the word hallow means praise. And the last part is the short poetic form of YHWH, Yah. And in the King James Bible, in the New King James Bible, it is changed, it was erroneously said Jah, J-A-H. But that's not the proper way to spell the name of the Creator. The King James people acknowledged that they misrepresented the name Yah by using the I when they should have used, and they used the Greek form. And what we're trying to do here is trying to transliterate the great, the mighty, the powerful name of Yahweh, which we believe today is being brought back to be pronounced and to be spoken in the mouth of those who love Him, those who would seek for Him, those who would pray to enter in the straight gate. For many, I tell you, weeping, even now weeping, at their enemies to the great name of the Creator, and they'll use substitutes. They won't put a substitute on their bank account. They wouldn't put a substitute on a life and death situation for something on earth that really is not worth anything, like their title to their land. You think they would use a substitute? I don't think so. You would apply the name that would respond in kind to be proven above all names. It's the personal name. Now, what we want to do is get personal with our Creator. Now, does the Creator have many names like we're being told, and with these false prophets that are into the pulpit, they don't want to debate the name. They don't want to get into a shout match with an ordained Holy Ghost feel called and chosen before the foundation of the world minister with an 8th grade education. In my instance, I have an 8th grade education that shows up in my speech. I can't avoid being a Southern boy with a low education. But I got something, I found something, or something found me is a better way of putting it. And when I found this great name, man, I'm telling you, it was like joy. First of all, it brought sadness. I wished then that I was a curse for my brothers, because I preached Jesus' name for 30 years. And I stood for this name because it was in the New Testament. I couldn't find it in the Old, and I often wondered why. That Yahweh was ashamed. At this time, I didn't know it was Yahweh, but I thought, well, why didn't put Jesus in the Old Testament? Because I knew that they would have to prophesy of him, that he was going to come, and we're going to get into some of the prophecies of that tonight in the series. And in the Hebrew alphabet, there was no letter equivalent to our letter J. Now, our letter J didn't come into existence until after 1611. Now, if you don't believe that, go get you, if you believe in the King James Bible, and you honor the King James as the Word of God, then why don't you do yourself a favor? Why don't you go into the original King James Bible, the one that was handed to in print to King James, after they printed him a copy and he approved it. Go in there and find any name starting with a J. You'll not find a name in the original King James Bible that starts with a J. So how could it be Jesus? In that matter, how could it be Jehovah? These are incorrect names. But if you'll correct the name that they wrote in there with a Y, which is the equivalent in the Greek, is an I. So you're going to find the Greek rendering in the New Testament and the Old Testament too, because there was no J's in the Old Testament, none in the New. So it could have been Jehovah or Jesus, and I'm making this point here to show you that it had to be something else. Now, on the foundation of proof that if it had to be something else over 6,800 times, the original name in Hebrew scriptures through concordances and encyclopedias and dictionaries, you will not find in the older text any J's to begin a name. So, right there from the word go, evidently, we've been had from the word go. Somebody has been after our soul to give us a lie or to convince us of a name that sounds good, that the whole world will accept and adopt, and the whole world will follow after it and worship it, and yet it's not found in Scripture. Now, isn't that something? But you bring Yahweh, the one that's in there over 6,800 times, and the average church will get mad. The Bible says they'll hate you for his name. If you don't believe that, you take the name of Yahweh into the average church in your community and see how they treat you when you claim or make the claim, the startling claim. Now, here's how you have to do it. You can't sugarcoat it. Because the pastor, when you get up there and pussyfoot around with a word, or you're weak and you're cold and you're not sure, the Bible says to make your election and calling sure. Study to show yourself approved. Workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rather dividing the whole truth. If not, the whole world or the whole earth will deceive you because they have, in this sense, accepted a false name. Now, you say, then the common argument, well, I know it's the Bible and I'm staying with a King James Bible. Then you offer them $1,000 to take the original, not the revised, something been changed. You see, the word evolved into Jesus in the revised King James Bible. They added the J there, where there was only four letters. Now, some say five, but I take issue with that. Even some of the sacred name people try to bring in another name to place it with Yahweh. And I'll give you a for instance. They'll say, well, his name is Yahshua. Well, and what we want to do is to take a look at the word Yahshua next to Yahweh. We could take Jesus, as we're doing now, and put it next to Yahweh. And if you would get down and speak it, the sound of it, you would know instantly by just acknowledging what your spirit tells you that the most powerful name that you have just spoken, Yah, hallelujah, that it's more powerful and more natural to your muscles. You have to form by your mouth, by word of mouth. The Bible said he's very near you. He's the breath you breathe. So if you breathe that name in and out, you pronounce it every time you breathe, although you probably ain't aware of it. And when you change that name to Jesus, you get an entirely different sound. Now, the Bible said that sound, Yah, hallelujah, praise Yah, a name above it, went out throughout all of the earth. And would it not be advantageous for the devil to creep in unaware and change the name? With an ingenious plan, Satan has come in into the Bible of all things. You see, Satan doesn't fear to change Yahweh's word. Now, the Bible says, and I believe that the Bible in its original, I'm talking about original, not in a counterfeit or an updated or a revised version. But the word was spoken by holy men of old, not the last days or when they changed the Bible. You see, the Catholic clergy and the Holy Catholic Church, they call it, or the Universal Church, they came in and they added by taking the authority and writing in the new parchment, or the New Testament as we call it, and they entered another name, Jesus. Now this name is not known in the Greek-speaking world, neither was it known in the Hebrew. But we know that Pilate had the ability, like I say, on last Sunday night, in our message concerning the name. We're going to get into the baptismal part of it and show you the error and the only salvational way for you to gain heaven or entrance to heaven, to be entitled to go to heaven. You must first prove his name. Now, in this case, you've got a lot of names to go through and examine. Now, I've just told you that the most ancient form of all of the sound of his name went forth and is still used exclusively as a word of praise. Hallelujah. Now, I just told you that the word hallelujah is a pure Hebrew word which means Hala means praise. And praise who? Praise Jah. Praise Job. Praise Jesus. No, praise Yah. It's a poetic sound that goes through your very being. And it's original language over 6,800 times. That's almost 7,000 times that the name Lord and your King James, you say they've done a lot of alteration and changing. Now, it sounds good. Lord sounds good. And the Lord said, for every Sunday and Saturday and the end of the week, people will gather out either Saturday or Sunday, and they'll read out of the Bible, and the Lord God said to Moses. Now, we know who Moses is. He's got a name. But do we know who Lord is for the lack of a name? You see what I'm talking about? The Bible says that there's many lords. And so when the preacher gets up without definition, without him explaining to you, and when he explains to you and he redefines and wants to refine and find the name that's above every name, the personal name of the Creator, instead of a title. When it says, be baptized in the name of the Lord. What name would you prove? What name would you use? What original name has been there to be replaced by the name of the Lord? Well, you say, Pastor Buddy, you're just making a mountain out of a molehill. It don't really matter. He knows who he is. Of course he does. But it matters for you if you don't know who he is and you don't know how to accept his name and speak it. Because he said, all that you do, do it all in the name. He didn't say, all that you do, do it Lord or do it in God like these Christian people do in the church. Well, and God said to me, what God? There's many gods. See, when you refine or define what we're talking about here, then you have to get into the scriptures and study to show yourself approved. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, to find the Hebrew equivalent to the name that you use today is utterly impossible if you use a J. Anything that starts with a J is impossible to find an equivalent in the Hebrew because there's no J in the Hebrew. Well, carrying it a little farther and a little deeper into the great mystery of what his name is, if you can tell what it is tonight, you need to know what it is. If you don't need to know what it is, you need to study or you need to listen. And those who will hear the word, the Bible said the Bereans in the 17th chapter of the book of Acts, that they searched the scripture daily. Now remember this, they did not have a New Testament. In Acts 17, there wasn't even a New Testament in the form of what we've got today presented to us with the name of Jesus in it. They never heard about Jesus. Jesus is a later induction or invention. It's actually an evolvement, using a J that didn't exist. Everybody thinks that Jesus existed before the world was. And the word Jesus isn't even 500 years old. Barely 500 years old in the 1611 edition. There wasn't even a J used to describe or to glorify the Savior of the New Testament. Now, who could it have been? And this is where the people of the sacred names, they want to bring in a substitute. They just can't believe that the angels would say, well, fear not, Mary, for Yahweh is coming to be born through your womb, and he's coming to save his people from their sin. And whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. Well, in the New Testament, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. You see the change? Subtle. But we see nothing wrong with that. Well, because we've always heard his name was Lord and God, and we've heard the preachers preach every Sunday and every Saturday, or every time you go to church, they open the Bible and say, the Lord said to Moses, or the Lord said to Joshua, or the Lord said to Daniel. Well, did you know that the Bible names, men of the Bible, the shortened form is found in most of the names of many men that were in the Bible, such as Elijah. Eliah means my mighty one is Yahweh. That's what Elijah, we would say today Elijah, because we're trained and given the J, and there's no J's in the name of Eliah. El is a short form for the single God, or the mighty one, and Yah is his name. So if you would read that from right to left, which is in the Hebrew, it's Yah is El. It's not is Ra-El, it is Yah-El. And the form of this Y represents on the tree, out in nature itself, declares that Yahweh knew how to say his name and taught Moses how to say it, and then came and proved that his name was not Jehovah, his name was not Jesus, his name was not Lord, his name was not God. He hung upon a tree. Now show me in nature a tree that starts with a J, in the form of a J. Every tree that I've ever looked at forms a perfect Y, which in El-Yah means the mighty one is Yahweh. Now, Jeremiah, we say Jeremiah. We don't use the Yah emphasis like we should in the original intention, that his name would be declared and on the lips of all the righteous, and whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. So there is a formula hidden from the wise and the prudent. Well, what about the name Yeshua? Yeshua, as some would say. Yahshua. What about that name? Is that the saving name? Of course not. But you say, well, Yeshua, Yah, means Yahweh saved, does it not? And I say, yes, it does. And I say, well, see that? That's the Son's name. And I say, well, how could Yahshua be the name that saves when salvation is not in Joshua or Yahshua, it's in Yahweh. The name is salvation, such as in the book of Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 4, or chapter 26 and verse 2, 1 and 2. See, his name means that he's a Savior. And Joshua, the little general, he had a common name, because there's several men in the Bible named Yahshua. But this man that came had a name above every name, that at the name of Yahweh, not at the name of Jesus, not at the name of Jehovah, not at the name of Lord, not at the name of God, or any other substitute that you would be willing to make up and believe the lie of the devil when he says he's got many names, and any name you call him is okay with him. Tell me what the Bible said. Do it all. All that you do, do it all in the name of Yahweh. Obadiah. Obey Yah, the servant of Yahweh. If you're a servant and you say you love Yahweh, don't call him Lord, because he's not Lord. Don't call him God. He's not God. Don't call him Jesus. He's not Jesus. Don't call him Jehovah. He's not Jehovah. Don't call him Krishna. He's not Krishna. Don't call him Buddha. He's not Buddha. His name is pronounced in the original tongue, Yahuwah. Yah. The poetic shortened form of the great personal name of the Creator. 6,823 times that name alone. Not Yahshua. It's not in there. As a representation of the actual name. Yah, Yeshua, is Yahweh, is Savior. So, if I was to ask you who the Savior is, would you call him Yahshua? Or would you call him Yahweh by his correct name? If you call him Yahshua, you're using two Hebrew words, putting them together, to declare who he is. He is the Savior, but that's not his name. Savior is not his name. His name is Yahweh. Now then, you say, well, Pastor Benny, you know that the Son was not Yahweh. Surely you wouldn't believe that, would you? I most certainly would. I believe that with all of my heart and all of my soul. And the distortions and the misunderstanding is people who do not have the faith to believe unless you believe this and confess it. That Yahweh is come in the flesh. You're an anti-Yahweh person. Now, you would say anti-Christ. The word Christ is a Hindu word taken to represent as a substitute for Messiah. Now, I'll let you get away with Messiah, the Savior. Yahshua. That's his title. That is not his name. His name alone stands alone and by itself. And Pilate had enough knowledge far above what today and the regular churchgoer. You're destroyed for this. In Isaiah chapter 48, verse 19, listen as I read. As a device to put in Lord, L-O-R-D, or Adonia, and not Yahweh, in the reading of the Scriptures, fulfills the prophecy in Isaiah 48:19. Listen to what he said. His name should not have been cut off, nor destroyed before me. And in Jeremiah 11:19, that his name may be no more remembered. The Hebrew language read from right to left instead of from left to right. That's what Yahweh's name in the what we call the Tetragrammaton. Now, let me give you a little reminder here. In later years, when scholars sought to translate the Scriptures into other languages, they mixed the vowels and the sounds of Adonia with the consonants of YHWH and came up with the Hebrew name of Jehovah. In 15 and 18, they started using Jehovah. Now, most of our language stems much older, and it's no wonder that we have changed so many of our sounds over the past years, when we talk about the change of the pronunciation, we got into leaving the sound of the transliterated names. We begin to translate names by adding or taking away, and the Bible is strictly against that. So, you see, your job is, as a detective, a spiritual detective, that you should search the Scripture daily to see if you're right, And if you find yourself to be wrong, be humbled enough, like I was after 30 years of preaching, the name of Jesus. I found out that the name of Jesus wasn't 500 years old, and that it had been added or evolved into time, and now that it was spelled J-E-S-U-S. In the original 1611, it is not spelled J-E-S-U-S. It's spelled I-E-S-U-S. E-A-Zeus. Strong's number 2424 in the Strong. Go look and see. There's no equivalent for the Hebrew name of Yahweh to be altered or translated out of the Bible and substituted with these words of Jesus, Strong's number 2424, look it up in the Greek. When Pilate had the knowledge of writing his name in three languages, just like the languages was writing today, we believe that Pilate was correct. Because the Messiah, Pilate was astounded. He said, you mean to tell me that you believe you're Yahweh? Well, I said, of course I am. For this cause I come into the world. And so he would send him back to the Jews, who according to Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 25 and 26, they had been taught themselves that the name of Yahweh was too holy for the mortal lips of man to speak it. When Yahweh taught opposite, he wanted everybody to speak it, because every time you breathe, the breath that you breathe coming out of your lips is the sound that it makes when you inhale and you exhale. You speak his name every time you breathe, and the breath you breathe would describe as the book of Micah 6 and 9 says, Yahweh's voice, not the Lord's voice. There's many lords. It wasn't many lords crying out that you would see his name. It said Yahweh. In the original language of the Hebrew, his name is written into the text in the square script of the Hebrew language, YHWH. The same is used in the hills of Bethel, 18 miles north of Jerusalem, is the official place where Jacob laid his head at Bethel. And he had a dream, and the name of Yahweh came to him. And if you could see this name, the voice of Yahweh cries into the city. Now remember, a city set on a hill can't be hid, and that's you. Don't let this opportunity and this great truth that I'm preaching and revealing to you tonight, which I wish a million times over 50 years ago when I started to minister, that I would have been graced and privileged to hear this great name used with the evidence that I'm supplying you tonight. There's no reason that you should go astray or call upon a false name or use a substitute when a man of wisdom will see his name. You've got to have this revelation to know his name. So listen to this. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel. And I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And even the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. Ezekiel chapter 39 and verse 12. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 7, listen. Thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh in vain. Now, what does that mean? Don't let it go by once you hear this. And oh, I wish I'd have heard it. I would have been far ahead. My soul would have been more content. So once I found out the true name, repented for calling on the names of Baal. And I took the names of Baal out of my mouth, out of my intellect, out of my hands. I quit supporting it. I quit thinking about it, crying to the false gods given to us by the sly, cunning craftiness of the Roman and the Greek Empire, which the Hebrews that were left, thinking it was too holy to reveal, hid his name, went along with all of the distortions and the counterfeits. Although the rabbis knew his name, they knew he was the Holy One of Israel, and it said, thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh in vain. So they're guilty of holding his name in vain. The guilt of those who should call upon it is their failure to do so because they're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. Malachi in chapter 3 verse 16 says, then they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another, and Yahweh hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Yahweh and that thought upon his name. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible was written for you to fear Yahweh in reverence and to call mightily upon his name. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. No exception. Whosoever. But how can you call if you don't know it? How can you call upon him without a preacher? Because Yahweh said, I will not reveal anything to anyone on the earth. This gospel is hid from those that are lost. And if you're going to be saved, you have to hear the word through the prophet. The prophet will speak it and proclaim it and preach it by the foolishness of faith. And they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another and hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance just for his name. That's what the Bible says in the book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 16. Are you going to hear it today? In most English translations, YHWH, with the vowels placed properly, the A and the H, or the A and the Y, H-W-H, Y-A-H, W-E-H, so A and E is the vowel, is recognizable where the words Lord or God appears in all capital letters. If you would get a Hebrew-English Tanakh, an Old Testament, and check for yourself, you would see that every time that the King James translation and other English translation, they bring this name over into the English form of Jah, and it's pronounced Yah. It is by itself enough for the obedient person to see the responsibility of using his name. If you fail, which is located in Psalm 68:4, look at it. Sing unto El. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heaven by his name, Jah. Now we know that that Jah is that recent introduction. It's not there because it's there by correction. It's there by being incorrect. Replace the J with a Y, and then say, hallelujah, praise God, I know Yah, hallelujah. Start calling on that name. Start giving him glory. And get a direct connection between the Almighty and the Mediator, which came in the flesh. The Bible says in John 5:43, the Messiah said, I come in my Father's name. Now, if his Father's name was Jesus, then of course, his name. Not his names, his His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Praise that wonderful name. Praise Him by His name. Call upon His name. And we're going to give you the evidence next Sunday night of water baptism in the correct. The name above every name, at the name of Yah, at the name of Yahweh, every knee should bow. That is in the book of Hebrews. But listen, in the book of Isaiah it says, every name or every man's knee shall bow. That's a positive statement. It pleads with you in the New Testament. It says should. But we know that every knee won't. Because we know some of those knees will never bow. We know that some of those knees belong to the tear, belong to Satan. And a gospel is hid from them. And this gospel is not for you. It's not for the weak. This gospel is for you to step out of tradition and walk into the light as you see it, and you'll find rest for yourself. You'll never get any comfort after hearing this message by staying in the name of Lord or God or Jehovah or Jesus or Kyros or Theos. Whatever substitute you want to use, the descriptive word for Messiah is wonderful. The Son. The government, that means the regulation. You've got to go through the Son. You've got to believe that He is who He said He was, and He said He was Yahweh, come in the flesh. Of course, men have changed His name to Jesus. And Christian churches, getting in on this in the last day, it's hard on you. But why don't you do like Pastor Buddy? When I heard this, it put me on my knees. I pushed my plate back. I'm honest about this. I fasted a lot concerning this name. I didn't want to be wrong. This was an entirely new doctrine for me. I set about to prove it wrong. And after 1 year of study at the university library, I read everything connected to this wonderful name. And I began to see, slowly, that the traditional covering of a false name had been applied. You can teach a child a lie when you know it's a lie. You can still teach it as the truth and practice it in front of them. You can say that God, Yahweh, or anything else in the direct line of a deity is a billy goat, and you make those billy goats sound, nah, and that child will grow up, literally, if it's around enough of influence, it will believe that the Creator is a billy goat. And that's no different than you growing up believing the lie, in real regardless of what you call Him. When that's not His name, you're out of the Word and you've added to it. A Son is born to us. His name shall be called the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Do you really know His name? You know it's wonderful, but you know that's not His name. That's a title, one of the attributes. His name, according to Isaiah 7:14 again, said, call His name Emmanuel. And in 1:22 and 1:23 Matthew, that gave us the interpreted of the word Emmanuel being God made flesh with us. So He came into the world. The world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. John in chapter 1, verse 10. Verse 14, He was the Word made flesh. His name was above every name, that at the name of Yahweh, people have gone so silly and jumped over and said, well, his name is, I've got the revelation, his name's Word. Ladies and gentlemen, that's as silly as all get out. That's a misunderstanding. That's taking a clear title, his Word. That wasn't his name. Never was and never will be. His name is pronounced 6,800 times in capital letters alone. And it wasn't Word. It wasn't Lord. It wasn't God. It wasn't Jehovah. It wasn't Jesus. Those who sing praises to false names will wind up on a sandy foundation. If you want a direct connection between the name of the Almighty and your soul salvation, you must link it to the name that salvation was given in. And there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby that we can be saved. As Isaiah proclaimed it, his name shall be called Emmanuel, which has an interpretation, God, Yahweh, with us. The Son said, I come in my Father's name and you receive me. Now, if another comes in his own name, oh yeah, they'll say, well, John, he just had one name. But they, when you talk about the Savior, oh, he had many names. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a clear, deliberate lie of the devil coming out of the mouth and the pits of hell, walking on this earth in two legs and two shoes, most of them. Most of them hop like a bunny rabbit. They're just hopping here and there. They're not really sincere. They're sin sick. They're disconnected from the true name and being interpreted under the falsehood of false names. They have used every imaginable name to replace the great name of Yahweh. Shouldn't be, but it has been. It ought to be, but it is. And those who call upon a false name, a pretense, listen to this one in Acts 10:43. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever would believe and call upon that name shall receive remission of sins. When he said, I come in my Father's name, but you won't receive me. Another shall come in his own name, you'll receive him. John 5:43, but in Philippians 2:9 says, wherefore the Eternal has given him a highly exalted name, which is above every name. And how many scriptures would you like to see me quote tonight to refer to Yahweh's having the holiest name to be revered and walked in forever? I had a debate years ago with a man that proclaimed that Yahshua, he got close, but we ain't fishing horseshoe here, that Yahshua, we should be baptized in Yahshua's name. I said, give me one verse of scripture. And he read Acts 2:38. And I said, he don't say Yahshua, does he? He said, well, that's what he meant. I said, no, it's in the name of the Creator. What's the Creator's name? Yahshua did create everything. It was Yahweh that created everything. The term definition of Joshua or Yahshua is a little general. It's a name that would point toward the Savior coming. It wasn't Yahshua that come. It was Yahweh that come in the flesh body, and they said, away with him. Give us Barabbas. Give us another name. We don't want Yahweh. And they cast him out of this world by killing him. They invented the actual letter J and stuck it in the alphabet around the 16th century and created Jesus. I-E-S-O-U-S. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the masculine form of the name Iso, the Greek goddess of healing, This goddess could have been the female counterpart of the Greek god Zeus, which means Lord of Heaven. Or the deity in Egypt, Ea, as they proclaimed this Greek Latin god, this new god that they put into the New Testament under Constantine and the substitute, the great heist, the great thievery that they are, their thieves, and they kill, they steal, and they destroy, and they hide the truth. Your mission, if you will accept this message tonight, is to check it out and see if there's any truth in it. If you find it to be true, get in the name. Call on the name. And if you need to be baptized, find you a prophet, a teacher, someone gifted to know the name that has been proven, both in word and deed. Let no man lay hands suddenly upon you. Beware. Make sure that that man that puts hands on you is a devoted, called, sanctified prophet that will bury you in the great name and take away your sins and turn you from your evil way. Well, I gotta close. My time is coming down. Man, it comes too fast when you've got an actual hour to try to preach a 2 or 3 weeks message. But I have tonight, I've laid it with you and laid it on your lap. May Yahweh place it on your heart. May you open your Bible and study to see yourself approved. Workman that needeth not be ashamed. Be like the Bereans. Search it out and see whether there's any truth in it by referring to the whole parchment where his name, Yahweh, alone, 6,800 plus times that he promised he would come and save you. If that's not the Creator, if that wasn't the God of creation, his name being hid from the wise and the prudent and revealed to the babe, you've got to come like a little babe to believe this. May Yahweh forever bless you, and may he open your heart to receive this wonderful truth. I hope and pray that you haven't been offended by my taking away the value of other names, these names that are created as a substitute. Take the real thing. Don't settle for a substitute. Hold in the scripture till you're satisfied that his name was written 6,800 times plus, starting with a Y. And you'll get the message. Hallelujah. Well, I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary. And his telephone number, if you'd like so much to call him tomorrow during business hours, 1-877-289-7439. Now, it's Dr. Gary, my sponsor tonight. Give him a call. Tell him that you heard Pastor Buddy preaching on the divine covenant name and water baptism in the name of Yahweh. He'll confirm it to you. If you'd like to order some of the products that he's offering, you check them out. It will go to defray the cost of the sponsorship here tonight for Pastor Brett and the Shepherd. So I'll see you next Sunday night around the world on WWCR. Tune in every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central, for the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. You can look for us. We'll be on Monday night on WWRB Shortwave, transmitting on 5050. Just dial your shortwave to 5050 at 9 o'clock. Come tomorrow night, and you can hear Pastor Buddy. We're preaching on a very exciting series, The Pyramids, and 20 and 12. You don't want to miss. We're in part 11, and we'll be in part 12 tomorrow night. You don't want to miss it, so tune in. We'll be on also on WWRB at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday night. We'll be on at 10 o'clock on Wednesday night. We'll be on at 9:30 on a Friday night, and at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night. So look for us also on WWRB. You can go to the program guide and type in WWRB, and you'll find us there. I'd like to also remind you that we'll be getting our website. We've got a brand new website. Our webcaster, Brother Bob, is working on this feverishly and trying to get all of the information. We got tons of information on the old site, which is still available for you. We're doing work on the new one, building it. Should have it done sometime in March. You can find that at oneyahweh.com. Type it in. That way you'll get to exercise your ability to type in Yahweh's name. Y-A-H-W-E-H. oneyahweh.com. And you'll go to our website. We'll see you coming up Monday night. That's tomorrow night on WWRB. Until then, I'll see you next Sunday night around the world on WWCR, the transmitting jewel of the South, right out of Nashville, Tennessee. God bless you, and I love you.